Remember when his sister got the baptism, Sister Anna Poster. I was there in Bethel Temple in Chicago until 2 o'clock in the morning. She prophesied. She had a wonderful, wonderful time with God. She had sought with all her heart. Really, it was an example to me how that girl sought the Lord. She came out of the Baptist church. She had been in my Sunday school class. And when I was put out, she came to see me and wanted to know why. What had happened? And when I told her of my experience, immediately she became hungry for the same experience. And like Frank, her mother forbade her, absolutely under threat of a beating, to come to meeting. And what did she do? She asked me for a key to the mission on Newell Street in Kenosha. I had to go there early in the morning many times, and I'd find her there praying before going to high school, spending an hour calling at God, waiting on the Lord, praying. And one day she came to me and she said, "Please pray that this persecution shall stop." I said, "No, I'm going to pray that it'll continue. It's good for you." And she said, "Now my mother is sending me out of the city so that I can't get to the mission to pray." Her mother sent her to Chicago. And one day I had to have a meeting in Chicago in Bethel Temple. And here Anna came with her friends. And it was that night she received a baptism, a wonderful baptism in the Holy Ghost. It was such a good thing, I think, for Anna, her sister, to have to go through persecution and have to face that issue. Her own mother, her own father were against her. Her own pastor was against her. And it was so healthy for her to have to make her choice and to suffer and to follow Jesus all the way. And it's been good for everybody that has fought that fight.